Hello there, fellow humans. Thanks for tuning in today. I'm Jessica Jost, and this is Interview with You. Today, not yet with you, today with Nikola Paričková. Nikola is the queen of accepting people as they are and practicing respect in relationships, even if they are complicated. She has quite some stories to tell about her mom, who moved overseas when Nikola was 16 and her little brother 8 years old, about the dynamics within her family and dealing with ex-partners. We can all learn a lot from Nikola, and we have a lot to cover. So, let's go. Hello and welcome to my podcast. Today I am here with Nikola Paričková, a wonderful woman, a mother of two. She's married to the father of the second child. The children are 11 and 4 years old, and Nikola herself is 42. She came here today to tell us very interesting stories. Well, I'm very curious about the story of your mom and also about your two partners, two fathers of your children. We will get back to it. I also want to say that you used to work for a very long time at the airport, and now you are excited to start a new business, which I found very refreshing and interesting and useful, because Nikola, she supports people and gives them a hand and help when they are asking for dotations for more ecological heating. So I found it a bit unusual, but very useful. And as I said, refreshing, because it's not something you hear every day. So welcome. Thank you very much for coming, and tell me more about you.
Hello, Jessica. Very happy you invited me here. I was looking forward. I think you introduced me well. I agree with everything you said.
As I said, I really was captured by the story that you said or told me about your mom. The point being that when you were 16, your mom decided to basically leave.
To United States.
Yes.
And it happened because she had some business here in Czech Republic, some drugstore. But it didn't go well, so she had to close it. And she left some debts here, and she was thinking what she will do next. And her husband told her, my sister is in the United States, and I was there a few times, and everything is better there. If you have business there, you get the money. It's much better than here. So she decided to go there. They sold their car, some Škoda Felicia or something. So they have money for flight tickets. And they went to her husband's sister, to Las Vegas, actually. She started to clean houses, apartments. And actually, after some years, she made good business there.
Okay. So when you say her husband, so he was not your dad?
No, it's another thing, quite complicated in our family.
Okay, cool.
Yes. It was her third husband. Ooh. So with my father, they were together, I don't know, I think they broke up early after I was born. Then she had another husband. My brother came to this world. And okay. Then actually she divorced. And she got another husband, and I will tell you later about the other husbands.
Okay, so you also have a brother, yeah?
I have a younger brother, yes, okay. Half brother.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and so when your mom told me, no, she didn't tell me anything, obviously, because she didn't know. But when she told you, I'm going to United States to start, to try to start business. What was the plan? Did she ask you to come along, or did she? How was the plan?
I remember. She came to my room and she told me, what do you think if I go to United States for 1 year? And I said, I said, okay, why not? Maybe it will be chance to visit you there and it can bring some more things. But actually, I didn't really realize what's going to happen.
Yeah, at time you didn't.
So I told her, yes, go. Try
in the end, it was not really 1 year, right?
It was not only one year. It was 15 years. Okay. And she couldn't come back.
But why?
Because she went there on a tourist visa. Mm-hmm. And that visa expired. She couldn't get a green card. The situation there was not good. That years, that I don't know, she tried many times, but she couldn't get anything. So she didn't have passport, and if she come back, she couldn't return. First time, I was there after 1 year when I was 17. It was first time, and yes, it was
cool. Las Vegas,
it was very cool. I couldn't imagine. It was like in TV, you know, in that. So it was something I would never forget.
Yeah.
But I had to go back.
But when you were here and your brother and your mom was in the States, where did you live?
I lived with my grandparents.
And your brother too? You were
No. He lived with his father.
Father. Okay. And how old was he, your brother, then?
When she left, he was about 8 years. And my mom, she just divorced with his father, and I think it was very complicated for him. Okay. And until now, he didn't get over it.
I imagine.
There are still problems.
Okay. And did he also come to visit or?
Yes, sure. Yes. We were sometimes together for vacation, for summer holiday, for Christmas.
Okay.
But not too often.
Okay. And when you then figured out in a year that she's not coming back after 1 year, what did you feel? What did you think of it?
Especially when something very important came to my life, I imagined she will just appear in a door and tell me, hey, I'm here, I'm back. And this never happened. So sometimes I was very sad, but I understood her situation. I told her, you can go. So actually, it was that time all calls between Czech Republic and the United States, it was very expensive. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so to call each other, there was no Skype. The internet just start, like that dial-up internet. It was also quite expensive. So she sent me letters. I was very happy when I got... She sent me long letters. I still have them.
It must have been hard. I mean, I can't quite imagine. And for your brother, maybe even...
Even harder, maybe.
Yeah, because he was younger, right? Once you become a mom yourself, did you start seeing the situation differently then?
Yes. I'm not sure if I would be able to do the same thing to my children. But, you know, we will see. My older daughter is 11 years old.
Yeah. You don't have a teenager yet. So.
And we will see when she is 16, because the age of 16 is some...
Special.
special. So when she gets over 16, she will be okay. So no, but I'm quite fixed to my children, and I can't imagine. But who knows?
It's true, you never know. It's difficult to just maybe your daughter would be completely fine with it, but
it doesn't look like
How is the relationship? Is she back now, your mom?
She's back, yes, but that's another thing. And I was actually, she could come back when I was pregnant with my daughter, mm-hmm. when I was 31. She got green card at least, but she left that husband in the United States, and she found the American guy, and she married him. She married him to get.
And so
some,
she got the she wow. Got so,
some
you, so your mom was
papers.
four times married, or. Does she have any
actually she now it's the fifth time.
Wow.
But hopefully for the last time. Now she got another American man. Actually, he is an American millionaire, and he's very good in making money, and he's a nice guy and very friendly, and he loves Czech Republic. He loves to come here. He visits us here a few times in a year, and actually he decided to run a restaurant, Czech restaurant, mm-hmm. And he is he put money to it.
It's
their dream, and with his money it can run well. Without it, I don't think this business is good for money here in Czech Republic. Now she is sometime here, and then because of the green card, when she wants to extend her green card, she must go back. So she is several months there. They are together, they are coming there, coming back.
Okay, five marriages. That's. I think I should invite your mom to my podcast.
Yes.
It must be quite an interesting story. But do you also have other siblings, or it was just you and your brother from the five marriages?
Only me and my brother.
And do you think that the whole story influenced the relationship with your mom?
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. When she came back and I was pregnant, she was there. She was there when my daughter was born. It was nice. But actually, I expected more. I expected now when she is here, she will spend so much time with me, and it didn't happen. Everything I dreamed, it was in my head only.
Mm-hmm.
You expect somebody come here, somebody come to you and do everything you dreamed about
and
before.
Did you tell her about your expectations, or you just kept it for yourself and kept expecting?
I think yes, I did, but she couldn't. She had a lot of friends here, and all the friends wanted to see her, and. Mm. I don't know. She's how she is. She couldn't be someone else, and that's what my brother has. His problem are the expectations, and he couldn't get over it. We have our children, and maybe they won't be like our expectation. You know, it's the relationship between parents and children. It's not always perfect.
Yeah, I think that it's almost certain that our children will not be as we expect them. I can see
exactly.
Now.
So we cannot expect that our parents will be how we expect.
I like this approach. That's nice. Like, it's a lesson to learn. I mean, you have to accept people as they are. And,
mm-hmm.
work around exactly. it, even though I think with parents it's a bit special. But how do you think it would be different if your mom has never left the relationship? How do you imagine it?
I don't know. I'm thinking about it, but
it's done.
Maybe I would feel stronger, because when she was not here, I felt a little bit alone for everything. But who knows?
No, we will never know, right? We would need two lives next to each other to compare, and we don't have that. So that's cool. But
until you don't live that, you cannot say.
Yeah, you cannot say. But do you think that there is something that it gave you that you wouldn't have, you know, like what positive did it bring you that your mom wasn't there?
So the positive was the experience to go to United States. Mm-hmm. Actually, I really like that town, Las Vegas, and the nature around. I know better to care about myself. Maybe I'm more responsible because I know it's up to me.
Independent.
But actually, when I was younger, I wasn't really, really responsible. What I remember, but
who was responsible when they were young? I mean,
but I am alive. So
you are alive and kicking. So that's good. But this brings me to like the other topic that I still wanted to talk about, and that is that you have two children, and each of them you have with another father. Tell me about the first one.
Actually, I met him when I was 18.
Okay.
So it was a big love. He was the one, first one I lived together. Mm-hmm. But actually, after few years, we broke up. I found he's not exactly the person I would like to stay forever. Mm-hmm. Okay. But I had another relationship, but that relationship finished and I was alone. Mm-hmm. And he was always kind of around. We were in touch with the previous one.
Mm-hmm.
And he called me. And said, okay, let's go out, we will spend evening together. So I went because I was alone and was kind of unhappy, and you know, because the previous relationship ended. So we went, and actually what happened that night, we made my daughter. It was kind of magic, I don't know. I think it should really happen because it helped me. It helped me a lot in my life. I needed, actually, I felt I am ready for children, and my previous partner, when he found out I would like to have children, he was not ready. So
that's why
this relationship finished. So it happened quite fast.
And what did he, like the father of your daughter, did you tell him that you got pregnant, I imagine?
Yes, sure.
Well, there are stories that, I'm not even telling him. I know. But so what did he say then? What did he say? How did he react?
He was happy.
He was happy.
Yes.
Okay, that's nice. And so, but did you live together and had the baby? Or
we tried. Yes, I tried again. Gave it another chance to this relationship, but again, I was not satisfied. Mm-hmm. We can be friends, but together, I feel like he is more pushing me down.
Mm-hmm.
And so we were together, we weren't together, he was not happy with this, but I felt he's not the guy I want to be with.
Okay.
But I'm okay, we have child, but...
But does he still, is he in touch with your with his
sure,
daughter?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, oh, yes, because sure, I think that or I found out that really children need both parents. It doesn't matter if the parents are together, but the children, it's important for your children that they know, at least they know who is it, and they can make their own image.
Yeah, I agree 100%, and it's great that this is the way you have it. But I also know many cases where the guys just, they don't want to see the kids, which is sad. They don't want to see their children, and I think for the kids it's not easy. But that's another story.
I know.
Sad. So, and
but he loves her so much, and
I also love how you can keep the, even though you're not together, that you talk about him nicely, and that you are appreciating that he's there for your daughter.
No, he was not always that time. I found quite early, but that fighting and this kind of things is not good for children.
Exactly. Yeah, I really like this mature approach. I wish everybody was like this. But okay, so. You broke up and you had a small child. So how was life as a single mother? Were you searching for a new partner, or were you happy single?
I was searching. I knew I don't want to be with him, but I wanted somebody. And finally, when I almost gave up, I was tired from searching.
How does it work, actually, when you're a single mom? Do you, because, I mean, I've been married for what now, like, yeah, actually soon 10 years, so I didn't experience Tinder, you know, I'm missing this experience. Was Tinder there already when you were dating, when you were a single mom?
No. I made it more complicated, actually, because I fall in love when I was on holiday in Greece. Somebody there, and it was very nice, but we didn't see each other much. Actually, it happened on our vacation, and then he told me, come to see me in Athens, and I decided to go for 1 week. I took my daughter to his father. He was not happy, but okay. I knew I have to do it. Mm-hmm. She was about 3 years old. I said, I need to go for 1 week to Greece. Please take care. So he did. Actually, with help of his mother, obviously. And I went there, and it was one of the best week in my life. It was very nice. Then I came back, and actually he visited Prague and so on. But, you know, there were 3 or 4 months. I was here, he was there. So we couldn't see each other, we just call each other, and I didn't see the way how to make a family. It was actually too complicated. It was nice experience, it was beautiful love, exotic and romantic. It gave me a lot, but I knew I want something stable. Something normal. I was not too brave exactly to take my daughter and move to Greece because of her father, and I knew it would break his heart. So I didn't find a way out from this situation, and this finished. So it was one of the relationship also, and then I just went to one pub here, and I met my husband.
So there was no online dating or anything. I was curious about Tinder and I found out nothing again.
No, just one day it came and it was there.
Okay. And so he did he have any children before he met you?
Yes. He actually, his daughter is now 18 years old.
Okay.
But we are not much in touch because when we became together, he was already 13 and going to the teenage age. And so respect, she is there and her mother, but we are not much in touch. And, actually, our boy was born, the small one, and I had too much work that I couldn't concentrate to teenage girl.
Okay. And what is the relationship of your daughter and your new husband?
Actually, they are both scorpions. So you can imagine they are... the relationship is... I know they like each other, but they don't behave like that. They are more fighting. They respect each other, I think. And he, my husband, respects that she has a different father because he is in similar situation. So everything goes well. Sometimes my daughter's father is come to visit my daughter, come to our house. I can provide him coffee. I can make him coffee. My husband and him, they say hello to each other. How are you? Hello. No problem.
That's really great. Because
works.
Now, you know, you often see the families like that. They just, you know, hate the previous partner and talk badly about them in front of the kids.
I know, but it's all usually something under this,
yes,
you know, that they are jealous. I think my husband, he doesn't need to be jealous to my previous partner because he understands
the whole story.
And okay, maybe the father of my daughter, he didn't want, he told me, I don't want that some other guy is father of my daughter.
But he started
to respect him.
No, but I imagine that this is hard. I was just talking the other day to my husband and I said, I mean, for me, if we should ever break up, for me, it'd be really hard to accept that my kids are with another woman, you know, on a daily basis. Mm. Like, and because my kids are also small, you know, imagine.
Yes,
you.
I understand it's the
so
feeling. That's not good, but it's possible.
It's really great to see that it's possible to make it work, even if it's clearly not always easy. So that's in some inspiration here. Thanks very much for that. Is there any other message that you would like to pass on to people who are listening?
I think if what I wanted to say, that if you are really with someone, you feel you don't want to be, and you feel that you really pushing your down, just finish it, some this kind of relationship, because there is always chance that your life will be happy, and you can, there is a good chance that you find somebody you will feel happy together, who will actually pull you up. There is always chance for better relationship if it's not working and you try it. Because I think you can't change anybody. You can change yourself, but you cannot push somebody to change him.
Yes,
you can change yourself and see the situation in other way by changing yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And actually you can find out that you don't want to be with the other person.
That's great. I think this is a great message, that do what you can to accept it, but if it cannot be accepted, then it's better to like separate probably and but with, as you have it, with the mutual respect and understanding that it's important for the children to keep in touch.
Exactly, and not fight. I know in the beginning it's always difficult, but I remember it was hard, but it's over, and now I'm happy.
That's great. I mean, yeah, it's a good message for people who are, you know, in the similar situation. And yeah, there is a way out.
Yes, it will.
It will fall. There is a way, and everybody's happy in the end. You know, it's not, because I know that there are many people who stay together for the kids, but from my experience as a child, I must say I often now I think, oh, if only they would have gotten divorced, it would have been so much better for everybody, you know. Really, so some people feel guilty that the parents, you know, got divorced because of them, because kids often perceive it this way. But in fact, I feel the opposite. Like, I was the reason why they didn't divorce, and everybody suffered in that, you know. So it's a tricky question, but it's good to see that it's possible, and that it can work very nicely to everybody's satisfaction. So that's cool. I think that this is a good message, like that, yes, there is a light at the end of the tunnel of every situation,
exactly.
Basically, and that the mutual respect of all parts is a base for negotiations and setting things up. Okay. Thanks so very much for coming and sharing your very interesting stories.
I hope it will be worth to somebody
I always say, if it's even just one person who takes something out of it, I am happy and our mission is accomplished. So thanks so much for coming. Have a great day and see you next time.
Thank you for inviting me again.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks. So, that went well. Thanks for joining us today in Interview with You. I hope you enjoyed the time as much as we did and that it brought something positive to your day and to your life. Don't forget to get in touch if you want to be my next guest or if you have anything else you want to share with me. The contact details are in the description of the episode. There is a link to a Facebook post where you can share your thoughts and all the contacts. Do not hesitate to follow the Interview with You Facebook page or me on Instagram at Joost Jaska. Remember, both Jaska and Joost are spelled with J's. The European quirks, right? Anyway, go ahead and follow my social media so that you do not miss anything exciting. I look forward to hearing from you and to possibly having the next interview with you. Summer drive.